Chapter 2. Memo. August 15th. To staff and patients. From Liza F., lead counselor. Re, Rosie, facility dog. Be advised that starting today, a dog will be on campus. Straight from the sheriff's custody, homeless and alone, a chocolate Labrador named Rosie has arrived here at the Southeast Kansas SEK Addiction Treatment Center. She is here on a trial period. I am committed to seeing if having a dog at this facility is helpful. Therefore, any concerns need to be brought to me as lead counselor. This is a 12-step program, so please consider Rosie as a source of support as you work through the first 5 steps. A journal is being provided for Rosie. If you have caught her being grateful, outgoing, supportive, or kind, her journal is the place to write it down. Rosie is available 24/7 to demonstrate the presence of a higher power among us. In basic hope, love, and recovery, she will listen to all without judgment. She has sworn to confidentiality and will accept all in an honest and forthright manner. Any documentation of her abilities is welcome in Rosie's journal. Rosie can only heal your heart and soul if you are willing to open up and let her into yours. The courage of the first entry from Rosie's journal reads as follows.
Rosie, upon entering the treatment center, I felt no one in the world still cared for this soldier. Without a doubt, you did. I don't know why. You must have known that I needed someone in my life. From day one, you followed me. You helped me believe in myself again, and you helped me get sober. The second day of my warrior's trail here, you followed me to the alley while I paced for over 30 minutes. You stayed right by my side the entire time and refused to return to the building until I did. I really believe what you were doing was making sure I didn't leave that day, and for that, I thank you. You knew I was in a bad spot in my life. Without a word, you helped me rise above the addictive fog that hindered me from seeing and feeling anything. You helped me love, laugh, cry, and break away from the chains of sadness that held me captive. You brought comfort to those of us who are having the hardest time with this program. I thank you, my angel, for the comfort you gave me. Rosie, you make this place feel like home. Charlie R.